Ross Baker is distinguished professor of political science at Rutgers University, an old friend of mine, a guy I have immense respect for. Ross, how long have you been teaching at Rutgers?
Well, Alan, this is my 50th year.
Wow. Other guys retire. How about that? Other guys retire, but not you. You stay and you still teach and you still mark papers, and I, of all people, can really respect that. That's extraordinary. How many courses do you teach every semester?
Well, the standard course load here at Rutgers, you know, is two courses, which for me means three meetings a week. And I think, you know, your listeners can well say, oh, my God, what a cushy job. And look, it is. It's the greatest job in the world.
I couldn't agree more.
But you've got to prepare for these classes.
Yeah.
At least I that's the way I operate. I can't go in cold.
Really?
And I've got to check my notes, and I got to see that they're not obsolete. You know, I'm not talking to people who remember who Hubert Humphrey or Ronald Reagan or even Bill Clinton was. So, you will always have to keep in mind that you're talking to a constantly rotating group of 18 to 21-year-olds.
Is that group getting smarter about politics, or I don't care politics?
I think they're becoming very much more attuned to politics, and I think this is a very political time, and it's hard to dodge it. It's everywhere, and I think because it's so prevalent on social media, I think that younger people really are much more aware of what's going on in politics than ever.
Let's talk about the Mueller investigation.
We get these
reports every week. It's coming on Friday. It's coming on Monday. You know, but obviously he's played it pretty close to the vest. Number one question is, will we ever hear about it? Number two, do you think he's holding off until he gets it all? And number three, will it all be shared with the American people?
Well, it's a good question. You know, if you'd almost think that if this were sort of a Hollywood production, this would really be the sort of, you know, pre-release hype. But this is a very distinguished lawyer, a former head of the FBI, and a very meticulous guy. And I think he wants that report when he releases it to be just perfect. It will come under criticism simply because it's coming from Robert Mueller. The president has been relentless in his criticism of Robert Mueller and the investigation, but he has achieved a remarkable number of indictments and some convictions. He will make a report to the attorney general. It'll be up to the new attorney general to decide to report to Congress, and how much of it we will see is really unknown. So we don't know when it's coming. We don't know in what form it's coming. We don't know how public it will be. And all of these people who claim to know that we're on the verge of hearing from Special Counsel Mueller, I think are obviously misinformed.
Well, I don't get it. I mean, I do get it, but I don't want to get it. I mean, here's Mueller, a Republican, with Republican support in both houses of the Congress, and the president keeps just lying about him and saying, you know, he's basically a Democratic operative and they're out to get him. It's more than I can comprehend. There's a question there somewhere.
Well, you know, it's just one of the many things the president says that are provably false. And, you know, he is someone who believes that a lie repeated frequently enough ultimately will become accepted. It's part of the way he operates. And I think Americans really have to disregard that and remember that this is a man of impeccable integrity, a man who's really kind of venerated by the legal community. Now, it may be that people like that with reputations as sterling as that aren't fashionable anymore or are vulnerable to the extent they never were. But if there's anybody who stands high in the estimation of virtually everybody who knows him, it's Robert Mueller. I think, you know, hardly a whisper of criticism or whisper of scandal has ever been heard.
We're getting quite a bit of mail here at WAMC from people who ask this following question. What if Trump loses the 2020 election but won't leave office?
You know, that's interesting, Alan. I got a call from a British journalist just 2 days ago who asked me that question. And it really got me to thinking, because it's something that, frankly, I hadn't thought about. But it's perhaps something I should have been thinking about. So, I kind of gave a sort of seat-of-the-pants opinion that clearly it would probably be something that would end up in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court would hand down an order of some kind, we hope, commanding the president to leave office. But with President Trump, who knows? We're a country that has been blessedly free of that kind of fear that hangs over so many countries of a military coup d'etat. And I don't think anybody ever had particularly thought about the possibility of a civilian coup d'etat by a president who, having lost an election, simply didn't accept the results and refused to leave office. And I think perhaps at that point, even his staunchest supporters, even within his own cabinet, would just not want to be associated with that kind of unconstitutional act.
Well, of course, he will make something up. He'll say, I have to do it because it's a rigged election and therefore I'm doing it. And, but I agree with you about one thing. This guy is so far away from the norms of his office that anything has to be held as a possibility. Do I think it's going to happen? No. But could it happen with this particular man? Yes. Okay. And especially if he thinks that when he gets out of office, there might be a series of indictments waiting for him.
That's right. And look, we wouldn't even be talking about this, about any president in our lifetime. I mean, the assumption would be that as disappointed as someone might be at having been defeated, they would understand the verdict of the American people. Even Richard Nixon. I mean, think about the fact that Richard Nixon, today, compared to Trump, assumes the mantle of statesmanship. Richard Nixon knew what time it was to leave. He didn't want to go, but he realized that he had to. With Trump, I don't believe you see that kind of mental process going on.
Our guest has been my good friend, a guy I have immense respect for, Ross Baker. 50 years in the classroom as professor of political science at Rutgers. That is unbelievable, and congratulations, Ross. You're not an old man, so that is some record. And we thank you for being with us on the Congressional Corner.
It is always a pleasure, Alan.